Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
What's the deal with Papa John?
Oh, man, that's getting rough.
What's going on
there? It's very plasticky.
Yeah, why is he all moist?
How did his voice change?
I had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
He looks like one of the androids from Alien, like Ash.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Like when he starts to kind of go, like the white goo starts dripping out of him.
He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category. Stay tuned. Day of Reckoning will come.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. It is a Bears Friday on a Wednesday today on the Score. Bears Friday brought to you by Duncan. Chicago runs on Duncan. We got football talk up to and through Mike Florio at 10 o'clock. We're going to do a Wednesday Fung at 10:20. Get this stuff prepared. A couple of submissions have already come in via email.
Excellent.
We prefer that you tell your own story when call in. We're going to do it at 10:20.
10:20.
It is thanks but no Thanksgiving. And it's everybody's had a bad one. Everybody's caught a brick in there.
Your tales of Thanksgiving disaster.
Yep. Terror, disaster.
Woe.
Horror, woe, degradation.
Failure. And
death.
Yeah, that's a well. Yeah,
death is
optional. Yeah, that's true. We're in on all that stuff. Yeah, give it to us. 10:20.
Kevin Fishbane on the Bears beat at 11. Joe Cowley on the Bulls beat at 11:20. And surprises along the way potentially as well. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR. The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. And actually, that's where you should send. If you want to type out your little Thanksgiving story for us, horror story.
That's the place
Bernstein
to send
and McKnight,
it.
Bernstein and McKnight, 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You also must download the radio.com app.
Congratulations to Mike Krzyzewski. And here's why. Stephen F. Austin beat him last night.
As to why you would suggest congratulating me after that embarrassing a home defeat at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Because it's the first time Duke has lost to a non-ranked, non-conference opponent at home in 151 tries. And so far, nothing I've heard from Mike Krzyzewski has tried to make it about him.
I decided to talk to them in their locker room after the game.
I blessed them with the spirit.
To tell them how wonderfully they played and how they deserve to be very thrilled with that victory.
There wasn't, at no point so far has Coach K been in the realm of, there hasn't been any discussion. He hasn't said anything about it. He hasn't made it about himself yet. That's the first loss I can remember in quite some time. Where he hasn't circled the wagons back around and made it about his own greatness. I'm impressed.
When you download the radio.com app, you will be able to fast forward and pause the DVR-like controls. And you can also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Producers Jay Zawoski, Adam Studzinski, and I think that's it. Or is Ray here?
Ray's here. Yeah,
he's here.
He's doing what he does.
Okay, I thought he might have left to prepare his tofu.
No. That which he does takes him elsewhere.
Yes, the executioner, yeah, Ray Diaz, in the back, doing what he does. Did you hear Mitch say what he said yesterday?
You know, I've read it.
Yeah, you got to kind of hear it.
You got to kind of hear it, I think. Because I think it's good that I've only read it so far because of the context, right?
Now, I want you to listen. This is our guy, Rich Campbell. He joined us every Bears Monday.
Every single Bears Monday.
And we talked to him about it. But what Rich did was he followed up on what Mitchell Trubisky said after the last game. So tell me what you make of this.
Mitch, to hear you on Sunday talk about the advantages to going up tempo, the things you like about it, you know, you went through that long list of feeling natural, seeing the defense, and it all seems really obvious. Like, if you like it and all those things are, you know, those boxes are checked, why can't you guys do it more?
Why not?
Yeah.
We just got to run what our offense is. Whatever Coach Nagy calls, whatever the plan is for the week, the coaches work really hard on the plan week in and week out, and they do a great job coming up with a scheme for us. It doesn't really matter what the tempo is, what the play call is. If our 11 guys on offense are on the same page doing their job, the play should work. I mean, that's as simple as I like to keep it in my mind. So whatever they come up with, they do a great job scheming. They put in a ton of hours, and the guys just need to know, everyone needs to know their job, believe in the plan, and go out there and execute it, and we should be fine.
All right, deep breath, kid. Just first of all, just deep breath, and speeding through that chain of cliches is a way of not answering the question.
Yeah, but does he have any other way to speed through cliche? I mean, that's him. This is the reason when you brought it up in the pre-show meeting and you said you wanted to kind of get into this, I had read it and I wanted to hear it live because I didn't want to be forced one way or the other, influenced one way or the other. I wanted to make the snap judgment. I sense the daylight that you're seeing here. I just don't know that it's exactly. I want to make sure we're seeing what is to be seen here. And the difficulty is that through Mitch, it's really hard to hear and see anything other than cliche. You have to read the tone and the speed of the given cliches as information.
We have to run whatever Coach Nagy calls. I find it significant that let's compare and contrast this with the real Mitchell Trubisky.
Happy to.
After the game, effusively describing why he likes some of the quicker tempo and stuff on the move.
Mm-hmm.
I could just see the defense not thinking as much. Guys are in their spots. You're not worried about the play clock. You're just seeing space. You're seeing the defense, and you're kind of just reacting. It's something I've been doing my whole life, so it's more natural for me. But it shouldn't be any different than on the huddle. I mean, on the ball, no huddle, and coming out of a huddle. If we just have that tempo and urgency and everybody is mindful of doing their jobs, it should have the same result. But I think just the comfort level that we have with our two-minute offense is the strength of our offense right now.
Ring the bell, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Ring the bell. Yeah, that's a real football player telling you what's up. The other guy is telling you what's on the whiteboard.
The question was, why can't you do it more? And then he clarifies, why can't we do it more? We got to do whatever the coach says. That's significant.
So
that's significant.
I think it is. It absolutely is. Why? Why is there the daylight, and why do we have the separation here? It's because he's not playing well, because the offense doesn't work. It's difficult for me to see where Mitch would find, I don't know, benefit separating from the only guy that's got his back right now.
Maybe he understands the handwriting's on the wall here. He knows he's not getting an extension. He knows that next year there will be competition, parenthetically supplantation.
Yeah.
He could be... He's starting to really sense it a little bit, and this is his way of saying, I know how I can be better, and it's being prevented. I mean, I don't want to get too far into his head because I don't know what's going on in there, and I don't want to be so presumptuous. But I am speculating that he and the people around him who are looking out for his individual and professional best interests might be aware, and maybe he's hearing it enough from those outside the Bears bubble, who cares more about him than the Bears.
You're saying that he turned the volume back up on the televisions?
Yeah, that maybe he's hearing it enough to say, I've got to let people know that this isn't all going exactly the way. This isn't all me. We're not in lockstep on all this. I said it. I put it out there. Why can't we do it more? Ask Coach.
So what happens then if the quarterback and the organization – because that's who Matt Nagy is in this instance, right? If the quarterback and the organization don't see eye to eye on what the best interests are for the quarterback, what happens at that point? How do you function the rest of the season? How is it that you come together and identify what it is to make this just a little bit more palatable and move forward? I think it's a tough question to answer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So I have some advice to you, the consumer of Bears football tomorrow. I wouldn't watch this game too hard. You know what I mean?
Like this is yes. Are you kidding me?
I've been thinking about this, and I think this might be one that you kind of drift on. It's going to be awful, and I don't know if they're going to win or lose. I think they're probably going to win.
Of course, they're going to win.
There is no of course.
No, you're right.
I'm seeing this game. So this game is what do I hate watching more? The Bulls or this team? Probably. I think I dislike the way the Bulls play more than I even more than I dislike the Bears, because I'm kind of resigned to the fate. It's baked in on the Bears thing.
Yeah. Okay. I can see it. There are still flashes, though. Well, you know, Zach LaVine has flashes. Either way,
but they're all individual off the reservation stuff. So when. When you turn on the TV, I guess I'm trying to figure out how to do this. You just kind of, it's going to end up, Bears are going to win like 11-6, right?
Unless David Blah plays, and then I expect the Bears defense to just take him, you know, just take the football from him, take him into the end zone for safety. If David Blah plays.
Sort of march him off like that's not on a rail like the missionary who's tied to it with hands and feet about to be thrown into the boiling pot.
If at any point the Lions are within shouting distance of that game and David Blah is playing quarterback, you have failed.
His name is literally Blah.
David.
Blah, 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 blah. Backed up by Larry Meh. Steve Meh. I'm David Blah. To blame. Just come on. You just don't watch it too hard.
Blah, 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 blah.
You're going to be better off just kind of, you know, maybe seeing it rather than watching it.
Okay, so don't sit, maybe. Maybe that's the way to do it. You know, it's like your Thanksgiving, all of your
I'll be fine because I will be futzing. I will be actively futzing around.
It's a day to futz or graze. Yes.
Both.
Futz or graze. Well, if you're in charge of the futzing, you may not be able to graze.
Yeah, I generally fast until the Thanksgiving meal begins.
See, I always try to. I'm a grazer, though. I end up here at the cheese dish and over here with the Chex Mix, you know, the special one that you make just for the holidays, that whole thing. And then I'm over here with the other stuff, and there's a brie something that always ends up. Mm. I don't really like it, but I end up eating it anyway.
Like brie.
I don't know. It's fine.
Oh, because we're going to have the warm brie with fresh boysenberries.
You do the thing with the pastry on top of the brie, too?
Steph's going to do all that. She does the cheese
curating. Oh, so you've got multiple people helping you both graze and futz at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You got to support
my daughter's making
an infrastructure.
Stuffing. But yeah, we have. a pitching infrastructure.
You got to have one.
That's what we have. That's going to be helping out. Everything is motion capture, Rapsodo cameras. We're all set. So we have a designated cheese curator who is going to be bringing them over. They have little name tags, descriptions.
The cheeses have name tags?
Tasting notes.
Good Lord, oh, yeah. Man. Oh, like pairings?
Yeah, well, that's going to be me.
Yeah.
Because I've got so many different Cameron Hughes wines. I've got the Chardonnay. I've got the Albarino. I've got Riesling. I've got Rosé. Rosé of Sangiovese,
oh,
which is a thing.
Yeah, all right.
And then, because I don't want to, if people want the 686, we'll crack a couple of those too.
That's the big guy, right? Yeah, that's the big guy. That's the good one.
A little brawnier cab right there for people.
No, this game will be blah.
It's going to be.
It will be blah.
If you watch it too closely, you're going to throw up.
Well, this is.
It's going to be. The only thing I'm 100% certain of, regardless of this, you know, over, under, score, all, is it's going to be horrible.
And I won't care about the flashes. That's the other thing that I've learned about this season, that I've learned at least about Mitch and this offense and whatever Matt Nagy is trying to get done here. Whatever flash gets made, whatever happens, whatever 36-yard toss to Taylor Gabriel against Washington, or whatever 60-yard play to Allen Robinson that gets called back on a penalty, I don't care. I don't care about what the flashes are. I care mm-hmm. about a consistent level of decency that doesn't exist, that they can't reach this. You know, just normal level of offense is the damning thing about this season.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying.
Care about the flashes.
Yeah, disengage emotionally, and you're going to have a better Bears experience.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true.
Can you guys tell me how to do that? Because I don't know how to do that.
Because you're crazy.
I was actually able to disengage for the John Fox years because I knew how bad the roster was. And then last year I bought back in emotionally, and I can't. Go back.
I think people need to understand what we're talking about. Adam Stasinski, and I was kind of making fun. He had, the other day, I said, oh, you're wearing a Bears hat.
Uh-huh.
Wow, way to keep the faith there, fanboy. You know, looking good. And then he turned around, and he was wearing a Bears pullover.
That's right.
With his Bears hat, and underneath had a Bears shirt on.
Did he show you his Bears thong?
He
wears one on the weekend.
I didn't want to be that revealing. Yeah, you're right.
You've only produced the show a couple of times. It's a little early to show off the Bears man thong.
Yeah, but you probably just don't want to. You don't want to lean in too hard to this one because it's gonna be bad.
Well, here's the question then: if there's like someone like me is gonna be here tomorrow at kickoff,
right?
And then for at least another hour and a half after that, what else? I don't really have much else to do.
No, you should ride the wave. Like if you're going to be here and invested in it anyway, spinning the dials.
So you're sitting here telling me I need to disengage emotionally.
No, you're the exception. You're the exception. You're the mutant. You're the one who should absolutely dive into every single play. And
you know
then
what?
We use him to check in and feel like, what the hell was that like?
You need to do it for our sins.
All right, I'll do it. I'll take one for the team, guys.
That's what it is. You're going to be
sacrificial Bears fan.
Our Bears Lord and Savior, and you are going to take the scourging for all of us.
I keep telling people it's going to be so much better if I keep with the bad times when they actually do win something in my lifetime, and it just keeps not happening.
Fine. I guess you have no choice. You're already dirty. I think you've got to do it for all of us here. And I asked this question before the show. Why is it that every time Mitchell Trubisky does the mechanic and yells, he goes, kill, kill.
Yeah, he's got the rip the Superman shirt thing.
Yeah, he's got
the
shoulder. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, ripping the shirt. Kill, 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 kill. That I think the sky is falling.
God.
An anvil is about to fall on my head.
Here we go again.
Right? Every time. He killed it. Has anything good ever happened? I'm sure the answer is yes. But like somebody who goes through Dan Durkin or Chris Emma, one of these guys that goes through the film, anytime he goes, kill, kill, I'm like, oh, God, this is going
to
be death.
It's like the air traffic controller. I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue. It's like, I killed it again.
Right. Kill, kill.
Oh, no.
It's always bad. Every time he does that, something horrible happens.
If you're the defense, and here's the thing that keeps me, you know, pretty upbeat about them probably winning this game, is Matt Patricia is just, he's going to play man. He's going to play man coverage on defense. He's going to give Mitch the things he wants to see because Matt Patricia's ego is about the size of his beard, and that's what he'll watch. That's what he'll see. He'll do the man coverage thing.
And he looks.
But if he kills the play,
yeah.
If Mitch would kill it, and you and I are playing linebacker,
right.
And we mug the gap or something like that, and then he kills the play, you would just do what it is that you were
what
showing.
What you were going to do.
Just show the, do the original
blitz
thing.
Anyway.
Because he's not going to see it.
Right.
He's killed
That's
it.
That's a great point.
He thinks he fixed it, so get right back up into the gap and blitz the A.
Matt Patricia looks like he smells like cabbage. Doesn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Like, just like you it's boiling cabbage from the other room.
Like you come that's how he makes his beard oil.
It's like,
he boils off that, cabbage like, and then makes a reduction, gets it, you know, kind of
just
thick
that smell, and not like the good vegetable stock smell, like you know, like the onion, celery, mirepoix
right.
kind of sofrito.
Do me a favor, just kind of sit up. Ask me a question professionally, and I'll answer it.
Well, I wasn't asking. I was just noting. It was more an observation that it's like the way boiling cabbage smells from the other room. Like,
Matt, what is that smell? Is that good cheese or bad meat?
Do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just have a little respect for the process.
What is that?
No, not today. I have no respect for anything today because nobody's working. Everybody's drunk. And we have a Bears game tomorrow that's going to set football back to the...
Stay drunk. Just keep working.
I guess that was kind of the David Haw plan, right? To keep working.
Just keep pushing through
it. I like
it. Yeah.
That's admirable.
That's plan.
What that was yesterday. We are the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We have Mike Florio coming up at 10. We are going to hear your tales of Thanksgiving horrors at 10:20. Thanks, but no Thanksgiving. And there's some callers who are going to jump in. We've got just everything you need right here. But I think I'm going to come up with more advice about how to watch or not watch.
So, okay, I have something for you then. Because as we commiserate with this Bears offense, I have a different offense that's actually showing you the fun part of football.
Okay.
I have a fun fact for you that will absolutely blow your mind. It's the Bernstein McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I've never not been afraid to address it. My family is known. I've always been truthful with all the situations.
Address what? Why he looks like he smells like boiling cabbage?
No. He had some sort of allegation against him of impropriety, I want to say, or some. He had something come up in his personal life background when he was a collegiate player at I don't remember where, and he addressed that. And I remember thinking, actually, for the moment, I could be wrong about this, but I remember thinking that presser for him actually went fairly well. I could be wrong. Every other presser, he's looked like a complete boob.
Either way, he survived it, but he's not going to last through.
I don't think he survives this. No, I don't think Matt Patricia's long for the NFL or long for the head coaching.
Oh, he'll
of the
have
NFL.
To be around the NFL.
He'll be a defensive coordinator. He'll be like a Wade Phillips guy. He'll be a defensive coordinator for the next 35 years or something like that. He'll get like one interim head coaching job, and if the quarterback, you know, whomever they've got there ends up being decent, he'll get a head coaching gig and then removed after a year and go back to defensive coordinator.
All right, you promised to blow my mind.
I did, and I will. I promise you that. Remember a couple of weeks ago, this was when the Bears, you know, were in the midst of their four-game losing streak, but hadn't lost. It was after they'd lost the first two. And I told you I was looking at the Ravens as a really fun offense, one that embraced. We were talking about this with Lawrence yesterday. An offense that embraced the talent on the roster and avoided the imperfection. Like, instead of the offense playing through the imperfections of Mitch Trubisky, they might embrace the things he does well and lean into doing those more often. Well, the Ravens offense has done exactly that, and it's been fantastic. The Ravens, Pro Football Talk put this out. We're going to talk to Mike Florio about some of this in just a little bit. The Ravens have punted 22 times in 11 games.
Jeez.
That puts them on pace to punt 32 times this season. That would be the fewest in NFL history for a 16-game season. Since the 70 AFL-NFL merger, the only season where any team punted less than 32 times was in the nine-game 1982 season, which was shortened by a player strike. The Ravens' last 24 drives with Lamar Jackson at quarterback have ended like this.
Okay.
Touchdown, touchdown, kneel down. Touchdown, 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 kneel down. Touchdown, touchdown, missed field goal. Turnover on downs. Touchdown, touchdown, kneel down. Touchdown, field goal, touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Holy crap.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
That team, and you know, I get it. There's somebody's coming for a quarterback regardless of how you play it. You know what I mean? Like there was Todd Van Poppel or whatever the hell his name was came after Carson Palmer's knee and took him down. Kimo Van Olhoffen, that's who got him.
Not Todd Van Poppel.
I like Todd Van Poppel as a stand-in.
Former Cub.
Yeah, right? Whatever his name was got Brady's knee standing up in the pocket. That happens, and the rules have changed to keep those quarterbacks a little bit safer. But it's exactly what we were talking about with Lawrence in transition yet again. Find the strengths of your generational players, or hell, even of your best athletes, and structure the offense around them. You know, this idea that David Montgomery has got to go east and west as often as he does before making some cut upfield is as much, in my mind, that's as much on what the offense is asking him to do in these prescribed runs as it is his natural inclination, what he's trying to get done. So you're exacerbating these issues. You're having him like, all right, just, you know, scoot down the line of scrimmage and then cut up when you feel like it. Well, you're asking a guy who doesn't feel like cutting upfield all that quickly to keep going left and right instead of north-south, instead of up-down.
And you're also limited by personnel at this point. You've got a right guard who's learning on the job. You do not have a tight end. I mean, This poor kid Jesper off the practice squad. Is he the starter right now with Broniker out?
Yeah.
That's your starting U tight end.
I'm rooting for him. I mean, we're all rooting for Ken Mastrolli Award winner Jesper Horsted. We're all on board with him.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, we are.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
We want this to
be
the breakout game in front of the nation and God.
Specifically God.
Do you realize the whole country has to watch this garbage?
Yes. Well, but it's the early game, so doesn't everybody...
Everybody watches it?
Yeah, but everybody's tradition is like you tune in at some point during the game, right? Isn't the second one, now that they've gone to three, isn't the second one the one that everybody's actually tuned in for and keyed up on? Because the 11:30 kick is just like this... It comes on when it comes. I mean, if it's a Bears game, everybody who's a Bears fan sits down and watches it. But nationwide, it just comes on when it comes on.
We're having people come over at 4:30, and I'm turning the TV off.
It's probably a safe play.
It's just off. We're going to talk to each other, and we're going to be with each other.
Talk to each other? What is that like? We're all going to be on our phones staring into the abyss.
Right. Muttering to ourselves.
That's what's going to happen. No, I'm kidding. I do like, speaking of.
Honestly, my daughter said something to me. She goes, Dad, you know what actually the best part is about getting into college early? And I said,
that's fantastic.
And I said, what? I said, it's got to be the fact that you're kind of set your entire senior year of high school is now you can now have that pressure taken off of you because you got into your first choice college. She said, nope. Guess again. I said, I don't know. She said, at every family gathering, I don't have to go through the same conversation with every aunt and uncle and cousin about it. I could just say, I'm in. That's it. That's where I'm going.
Well, that's fantastic.
Because she would hold a sign up.
I don't know.
To put a sticker on her forehead. I don't know where I'm going to college yet. Don't ask me.
Well, now she's going to have to fend off the what's your major going to be questions.
That's the whole point of a liberal arts education.
She's going to have to fend them off.
You go to one of these schools because you don't know.
That's the speech she's going to have to give. That's what she's going to have to listen. You're just kicking the can down the line. You're just going to change the narrative. At some point, we're just going to be talking about, you know, where you're majoring and what dorm are you going to be in, all that stuff.
So, what's college? So I hear, is everything going well? How are your test scores? Your grades are good?
Yep.
Get me out of here.
God, turn the Bears game on.
No! No! It's not that bad. Good Lord. And Mike Florio has football stuff. Is Jason Garrett getting fired? Is Matt Patricia getting fired? Why are they foisting Bears and Lions onto an unsuspecting, already wounded, divided nation that only needs healing?
Florio is next. Bernstein and McNutt on the Score.
Oh, dear God, no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.